Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Now that I've let it touch my lips.
Yeah, I know.
Right before we went
yeah.
on air.
Yeah. I wish it was 5:30. Yes, it is Eat Talk Live. No, I'm just kidding. It's Free Talk Live. Freetalklive.com. For those of you who aren't familiar with our program, you can find out all about us over there. We are a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the radio and talk about whatever's on your mind.
Like barbecue.
For example, let's see, Captain's Log, Stardate 04282024. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC, joining me tonight.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Is your date even real?
Man, I hope so.
Mine was this morning.
Like, otherwise, that sock is crispy for nothing.
When I read this, I was like, what? And then I read it, and I was like, what? And so now I've brought it to here for the show tonight, because I'm still like, what?
And I've seen it. I've seen the blur, but I didn't know there was an article behind
there
it.
There is.
So now we have an article.
I didn't do any show prep, so.
That's all right. Richie Rich does more show prep than any man probably should.
I'll just be eating the burnt ends.
Yes, but try not to do that into the microphone, the chomp chomp.
No,
like,
no.
Because it's bad radio. At any rate.
It's good burnt ends.
Yeah, we're spoiled, right? You know, we had bad service, but good food.
We got burned tonight.
It wasn't like, I mean, it took a long time for us to get our food, and then it never came, and then I had to leave, and then you guys brought it all to go or whatever. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, DoorDash. Looking at the burnt ends, they don't even really look like good burnt ends.
No, they look
they're,
like
they're
ribs.
Not ends, and they're ribs. Not burnt. They are, they're just smoked pork belly.
Right.
They're calling them pork burnt ends for some reason.
Okay. But you would normally get the ends of that.
To be fair, for $10, it's a pretty big order.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
If you like ordering not, or if you like getting not what you ordered.
But those aren't burnt ends. Those are pork belly nibbles or whatever.
Something, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pork belly nuggets.
Yeah.
So they could call them, they could call it just an order of pork belly.
Yeah.
But they call them burnt ends, but they're not actually burnt ends.
Right.
I think they have to figure out their
To be fair.
But you've gotten burnt ends in the past, right? Because you specifically asked for burnt ends once.
No, that's not true. The last time we asked for burnt ends, they brought us out what appeared to be just the end cut of brisket.
Okay.
Not necessarily just the burnt ends, right?
Okay.
So, to be fair, these guys are doing Carolina-style barbecue, and burnt ends is more of a Texas-style barbecue thing, so they just might not know.
Okay.
And we're in New Hampshire.
And we're in New Hampshire, so.
That says a lot about it.
Yeah. We're lucky just to get this quality of barbecue here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Much less get good service, apparently, according to the Richie Rich philosophy of service mediocrity.
Yeah. So, well, that extends to all of New Hampshire. That's part of the problem.
So can you just, for our listeners, what is this philosophy of mediocrity?
It's not a philosophy. I call it the culture of mediocrity.
Culture. Thank you. Not philosophy. Mm-hmm. Culture of mediocrity.
And it is this is not only in restaurants, right? Like, when I first moved here over 5 years ago, there was a level of service that I expected when I go to establishments based on my experience in Hawaii.
Service.
Okay. And we would go to establishments, and we would be provided with, like, zero service. Just the most, the lowest.
In Hawaii?
No, here.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
I mean, even tonight I said to the captain, like, should we help her out?
Right.
Do we all have to volunteer and bring out napkins and wet naps?
So I experienced this repeatedly at various establishments.
Not just one place?
Not just one place. And I went, it's got to be the culture here. You know, and we'd go on Yelp, you know, and check out restaurant reviews. Like, oh, let's go try out this new place. It's got like 5 stars.
Yeah.
You know, and my ex at the time, like, sent food back. I'm like, this, if they think this is 5 stars, like, imagine if they had something good. They wouldn't know how to handle themselves.
Right. Like, yeah. I would give more stars, but there's not enough.
Right. Right. Like, yeah. You know, so it's just, so I've called it, I've labeled it the culture of mediocrity in New Hampshire, and it's my belief that the locals who have grown up here are just so accustomed to that level of service, right, that there's no expectation of anything better, so there's no demand for anything better, so they don't get any better service.
Yeah, and, like,
that's a good way
that plays into, like, the you know, it's hard to find good help, right? Not many, you know, it's hard to even find help, much less good help.
Yes.
Right? So when you have to pick from, you know, the people willing to have a job who either have no experience, don't know what service is, or you know, aren't able to actually perform service correctly, then you do get a culture of mediocrity.
Yeah.
And,
lazy. Right now, I'm a superstar here. Like, it's, I do so much more than the average New Hampshireite,
right?
And I don't do much. Like, compared to, like, the average, you know, service rep in Hawaii.
Right.
Like, they're trash.
This has to be a nationwide issue, though.
No. Yeah. I mean, no, because you go to Boston or anywhere in Massachusetts,
they're hustling.
Service picks right up.
Yeah. Yeah, and coming out of Seattle, Washington, like, I mean, there are plenty of good places to eat and drink and have fun and all that kind of stuff. And, like, if you get bad service, that's it. Right.
Yeah.
You just don't go there anymore. There's way too many places to choose from that do serve and serve well and and all that
kind of
thing.
And then word gets out, and that's it.
Well, and then they do good business and expand their business and open more restaurants of the same
variety.
No, but
the bad place.
But the bad place, right, they weed themselves out, right, yeah.
Yeah, not here. They stick around. You know, there was, you know, one example was we have to get a car rekeyed for something. Like, the car we bought didn't come with the second key, so and this took months to get just a second spare key, number one. And even at the dealership, you know, they gave us the key, and we talked to the guy, and we went out, and the key didn't work.
At the lot.
And, like, 5 minutes later, we walked back in, and we go, hey, it's like Paul here because the key doesn't work, you know? And they go, he's gone for the day.
2 in the afternoon.
Well, whatever, you know, even if it was quit time, right? Yeah. Like, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Five, and they're going,
and he's the only guy who could do the key.
Or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, well, is there a manager here who can assist?
That's Paul.
And no, they're like, no, we don't have a manager right now. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I went home and submitted an application for manager.
Yeah.
And in my little, like, you know, cover letter to it, I said, the service is so poor. You know, I could turn this place around overnight.
Yeah.
You know, dear director of HR.
Right.
You know, this is theoretically a customer complaint, but you're going to get it because I'm going to apply for the job manager.
Yeah. Right.
Because you don't have one and you clearly need one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so that was the tact I took at that time. But
did
again,
you get a call back?
No, of course not. Because
they don't need a manager. It's the mediocrity culture.
Who the hell is this guy thinking he can manage a thing that we don't even have a manager for?
Why
that
we obviously need a manager.
But they, you know, they had the key or whatever, you know, to, and the car, right, for however long they did. Didn't bother to test it before they gave us back the key.
Yeah.
And then left as soon as they did without making sure that everything worked.
Yeah, you got to test the thing. Like,
you should test the thing.
Right. Yeah.
That would be like average level service.
That's just like 101.
Right.
You would think. Yeah. But in New Hampshire, everything is so well below that level, right? That's the culture. It's well below average.
Yeah. The expectation is just
the expectation is below because it's a culture of mediocrity.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've experienced something similar. I took my car into where I shouldn't, the dealership.
Ooh.
No, that's where I'm going to end up taking mine.
And, like, to be fair, there was a recall on, and so I got some work done for free or whatever, but I was like, hey, while it's in here, I also have this problem on the, you know, right front wheel. There's some wobble in there. It's not a warped rotor because I've had that replaced, but, like, something's going on, tie rods, you know, tension rods, something. Mm-hmm. You know, something's going on up there. And, they're like, oh, yeah, no, we replaced a thing, one of the tie rods or whatever, and you're good to go. I'm like, oh, okay. And I get in the car, and I drive away, like, nope, still there. So, yeah, what they didn't do was get in the car and drive it around
test it. Right.
Yeah. Right. They saw something that they thought might be broken or worn out or rusted or whatever, and they were like, oh, it must be this, right? They put the tire back on. They do the thing where they put their hands on the tire to like, oh, yeah, feels solid. And then they brought it down off the rack, parked it in the lot, and were like, yep, it's good to go now.
Yep.
But no, they didn't test it. No.
So as I told you at dinner, like, I'm on my third engine of my car right now.
Ugh.
And I got to take it in for some service because on the way over here, the check engine light came on.
Yeah.
But there was one time, you know, like, I have the ODB sensor on my own. Yep. And I go, like, the ODB sensor is showing this.
And what's an ODB sensor?
I don't know what it stands for.
On board.
Is it a little thing you plug into your car and tells you what the problem is?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they have better sensors at the dealership, but I've got the cheap one off of Amazon for $12.
Right.
Right, so I can clear it and turn on cruise control.
Yep.
Anyway, so I look, you know, it gives me the problem, and you Google it, right, because that's what individuals do.
Go to YouTube.
and it goes like, well, this is the fix that you should try first before you try everything else.
Right.
And so I take it to the dealership and go like, I'm getting this error message, you know, see what's wrong. And this was like a back and forth for a couple of weeks. Right, but the one thing they didn't do in a couple of weeks is the one thing that Google said to do first. Right, was check the spark plugs and the spark board wires.
Yeah.
Right, he's like, well, it could be a brake, so we went ahead and did a $2,000 brake job, so we're going to bill you for that.
But it's a spark plug.
But it could have been. It turned out not to be the spark plug because they sent it off. You know,
they farmed it out.
Farmed it out to another dealership that specialized in this, and they did that first and went, well, that's not it. Well, at least you checked the first box, right? The one thing that it's most likely going to be, this shop didn't do at all and, like, ran up $2,000 of repairs that might be the problem but had nothing to do with it.
So OBD stands for onboard diagnostics.
Okay.
OBD, onboard diagnostics.
Whatever.
That's a little computer thing you plug in, it'll tell you what the
check engine. Sometimes it's a handheld device. They have things now that you can plug in. It's an app on your phone. Yeah. It'll tell you, kind of thing. Yeah.
Those are expensive. Like I said,
$12.
I don't know how to read it. Right, like it says what it says. You know, I don't know what it means.
Yeah,
you guys are the experts.
It's more like for me. It's more if it's really bad, like I'm not going to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but if it's something that you should probably get this checked. Right, then I'll, And I think, this one, like, the car started when I left the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It didn't drive very smoothly at all over here.
But you were here.
But I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And before me.
And I'm thinking, because I left before you, and you waited for the food.
Yeah.
But I think I can get back to Manchester,
where
the dealership, where I have the warranty for the engine is.
Right, yeah.
So that's a
spare car.
What you should do is you should just drive that to the dealership, park it right in front of the door so they can't get into the place.
The last time I had to have the engine replaced with them, I was also on my way here to the studio and got stalled on the side of the road. And AAA towed it to the dealership, and I made the phone call and said, hey, I dropped the car off because it's not moving.
Yeah.
So, but this time it's moving. I'm going to try to get home tonight, and we'll
see. Move it back to the dealership.
Back to the dealership sometime this week, because if I can get home, theoretically I can get it another half a mile or 2 miles to the dealership.
Okay.
But I'm also, like, fully aware of the level of service I got from the low personnel there. So now I have, like, the service manager's direct number, and he's like, just go through me.
Unless they're like the dealership that I went to closer to here, where apparently they go through Service Manager of the Month Club. So these service managers in the dealerships are commissioned people.
Because they're only there for a month.
And what their job is, of course, to upsell on everything that comes in for service.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? And if they don't do X amount of business on top of whatever the norm is, on a per-ticket basis, they lose their job.
Okay. Really? So I've... This is
called service writing.
The one caveat I will say, I've never met the guy in person.
Okay.
So I have his phone number.
Yep.
He takes my call. Sounds like the same guy when he returns my
call.
I've had his number for a couple of years now, and he returns it.
That's a good sign.
Unless they're rotating sales managers under like the same pseudonym.
Right.
Right. I'm pretty sure I'm talking to the right guy.
Yeah, no, that's a good sign.
Okay.
Right? If it's been the same guy for some number of years, that's a good sign. That means he generally knows what he's doing and has performed at least adequately according to their own corporate standards.
Right. And I haven't had any... over issues since I've been dealing with indirect. Like, I take it in for the regular maintenance. If something's wrong, I take it back. I feel that I have been treated fairly since only dealing with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good enough. I mean, that's something you want to hang on
they're
to.
They're pricey, yeah. But that's where the warranty is, man. Like, I can't get away from that at the moment.
Yeah. Right? Well, and like, apparently, at least around here, when it comes to service, like, the most expensive places have the best service.
Okay.
That seems like it's logical, right? Oh, the more expensive the place, the better service is going to be. But that's not always the case. Right, so I only say that because, like, the more expensive restaurants around here, like, I found the service to be better than, like, you know, the average restaurant.
But you're paying for service, not for the food quality.
Yes, so it appears. Yeah.
I will say just the price of labor is getting out of control, though.
Right.
It's like, okay, we charge $140 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, and New Hampshire only
follows... like a $20 part.
Yeah, right. New Hampshire follows the federal minimum wage.
Yeah,
not a state minimum wage.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but very, very few people in New Hampshire actually work.
No one works for minimum wage,
right? Yeah, like it's
McDonald's starts at $16.50.
Right. Yeah. So to say that they follow it is like, I mean, it exists, right? But like New Hampshire is way above that.
It's proof that it's unnecessary.
Right. Yeah. Right. It should be zero.
Right.
But you know, a lot of these minimum wage is tied to union contracts for teachers' unions and labor unions. So the higher they can get the minimum wage, the higher they can renegotiate these contracts for union employees.
Yeah, unions are weird, man. Yeah. Like when I was growing up, I was like, "Yeah, unions are—they're great, they're cool." You know what I mean? And then I worked for one, and I was like, "Wait a minute, what?
Where'd my money go in my paycheck?
I'm already paying taxes, and then like, oh, these dues are voluntary, right. But like I have to pay them.
It's another set of
voluntary. Yeah, it's like, set of I don't understand
that's
how
a problem.
How it's voluntary, but yet I have to pay them. It's like,
unions should be optional and should not have the force of the state.
Right.
But I'm in favor of the idea of collective bargaining.
Yes. Okay. But unions, like, lobbied the state for state intervention.
I get it.
Right.
Which is the dumbest thing they ever did.
Right. And that's why they tie the minimum wage to union contracts.
Yeah.
So, again, it's a revolving door of, you know, raise the minimum wage so we can get our wages higher.
The concept is proper. The execution, when they get tied into the state, is
demented.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to calls right away. We have Gigi calling. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am so glad I'm speaking to you, Captain. I haven't heard your handsome voice for a long time.
I need some love music. I'm going to put AI on it.
We need more than
Captain knows what I'm talking about. I'm putting AI on this.
We need candlelight.
The Gigi and Captain Love song. As soon as I get bored at work on Monday.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak to everyone. I hope everyone listening to this evening's show will really pay attention to my comment. This is just my opinion.
Well, you beat the first story.
Opinion.
You beat the first
story. It is actually to compliment every Free Talk Live program all over the United States because my husband and I were listening last night on TV to President Biden's response at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He picked up his glass. He said, "Let us make a toast to the free press and to free speech." I looked at my husband and I said, "You got it, President Biden. Whatever your political perspective is, I was proud to hear him say that. And I want to compliment Free Talk Live because many times I have an opinion. Richie doesn't agree. The captain doesn't agree. Other hosts don't agree. Or callers call in and I think, what are they saying? That's crazy. But you know what? We are all expressing our opinions, and it's wonderful. And I am proud of this program, and I value that."
I'm glad you do. I wish more people felt the way that you do, Gigi.
It is imperative.
And if you find you're disagreeing with me a lot, start checking your premises.
He's always right.
Start checking my what?
Premises.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that in a bitchy way.
I meant it in a joking way.
Richie just...
Oh, yeah,
firmly believes that he is always right.
Always right.
Really, most of the time. Like, you'll win money on Vegas by betting.
I feel very strongly about free exercise of speech.
Yes.
And,
we do, too.
You know, it could be holding up a sign, printed on a T-shirt, printed on a pamphlet, printed in a newspaper, a caller calling in with an opinion, or a host expressing an opinion.
What if it's racist?
Whether I find it offensive, ridiculous, or, yeah, right on, I agree with you, I love that opportunity because lots of countries do not have that forum available.
I have a question for you, Gigi.
Yes,
and
sir.
I've looked at this myself, and you know, I believe that legally speaking, I know the answer to this question, but I don't really know. I'm not an attorney, and whatever your answer is, you know, we're not going to like hold you to it, you know, professionally or anything. But do you think that software code is free speech?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because I feel that it puts barriers and limitations.
So if I'm a developer and I'm typing in, you know, a bunch of characters and numbers and I'm creating software code and that code just sort of...
Your copyright for your intellectual property will protect you.
Oh.
So this is where we differ. Okay.
Status protection.
Yeah, so, like, I don't believe, like, intellectual property, I believe, is a farce. It's something the state designed to sort of make people jump through
extra hoops. To generate revenue.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
But at the same time, I don't want somebody abusing your creative intellectual property.
So the problem with intellectual property is it prevents people from doing what they want with their real property. Because of someone else's intellectual property.
Why should I benefit financially or any other way if I copycat Richie's creative processes?
Because you're a better marketer.
Because
you're a better marketer.
I am.
And consumers might benefit because you doing it instead of me with the protection means you might be able to lower the cost and barriers to entry.
Well, coming from an academic background and a legal background, that's why the important element of research and publishing, whether it was academic or legal, cite the footnote and cite the case because you are using it in your favor but giving credit to the intellectual creator.
There we go.
Sure. That's not true for a lot of intellectual property.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Feel free to call us again, of course, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. Coming up, is your date even real? Plus, the number two story. Plus more on deck here at Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Partially full belly.
Back. Pork belly. Pork belly in my belly.
Get in my belly.
We normally we eat before the show instead of trying to stuff our faces in 4 minutes during one of the breaks, but
I failed.
Yeah.
We'll use up some of the next break.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
If someone can recommend a restaurant for next Sunday. In Keene.
The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us tonight, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich. As long as there's not like a crypto goldback connection yet, right, then any other restaurant can buy for the business.
Right.
And then we'll just get them on the goldback crypto connection.
Hopefully.
And like, that's why... PKG or right. Funky Noodle lasted so long.
Right.
We're open during COVID, and we'll take your currency.
No mask right. needed. Just come on in.
And the service was great.
Oh, service yes. was outstanding.
You know, that guy Chris, and then Malaise, of course. They were both on it. They knew how to treat us. They treated us as if we were special because, well, we were. We bring a group of anywhere between 6 and 25 people, depending on the Sunday.
On a Sunday night.
Yeah. And so they were like, nope. You know, we got you. We're going to take care of you.
Right up until the very end.
Right, and Chris always knew, like, hey, Steve, here's your cider. Here's, like, the same thing. He always knew that.
Yeah, it got to a point where, like, I could just walk in and they just bring me my beverage. They just knew.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I don't know this, but I'm going to presume now, based on what I've said, that he's not from around here. Do we know if he was a local or if he...
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because that's exceptional service for a local.
He certainly didn't
Malaise
have...
Was not.
Yeah, right. Malaise was not. He was from a foreign country.
Even more
right?
so.
So, right. like, yeah. And then, like some of the people that, like, came and went, like, I'd hear from them later, bump into them, you know, out at a bar or something, and be like, so what happened to you at the restaurant? How come you're not there anymore? Oh, well, you know, the owner's a bit of a slave driver. She demands that we do things her way.
We have to work.
And so that to me, yeah, that to me was like, oh, so you were incapable of performing service at a level that she wanted for her restaurant. And like, okay, that explains right. why you're not there anymore.
And it explains why, you know, her restaurant was so good yeah. for so long.
Yeah. Right. So what if you went online... On one of these dating apps, as I guess that's just how people date now. I guess people don't meet people in social situations and ask them out. I guess they all just do it on the apps.
Not at our restaurant.
But let's just say you went on one of these
cultural
apps.
Cultural mediocrity.
You went on one of these apps. You matched with somebody.
You matched with someone in Boston.
And you're like, hey, let's go out to a restaurant. Let's go out to eat. And they're like, yeah, sure, where do you want to go? And you go, I want to go to this restaurant. You're like, okay, meet me there on Tuesday at 7 p.m. I don't know why.
Right.
I'm just picking a day.
Sure.
Tuesday at 7 p.m.
And so, Tuesday.
And so you go, and they never show up. You get stood up.
Oh, it happens.
Right? Well, what do you do?
Order food.
I guess I'll get a cocktail or
you
order
eat.
Some
you're
food
hungry.
Or whatever.
You're expecting dinner.
Right.
But if you're in Keene, don't try to pick up the waitress, because it'll just be mediocrity.
Probably couldn't lift her anyway.
This from boardpanda.com. Woman gets stood up on a date, finds out the restaurant tricked her into eating dinner alone.
Tricked her?
That's okay. That is so clever. I'm inspired.
What is this trick?
It is clever, but like I'm going to question the...
I don't know, morality.
But like those types of things are what I want to question about this situation.
This is what people are talking about when they're complaining about capitalism.
I think we were tricked tonight. Like if your food doesn't come out, would you like another drink? And they'll rack up your drink points.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At any rate, this article says, participating in the dating scene is already hard enough, and still businesses keep finding ways to make it even worse. For instance, this restaurant came up with a catfishing scheme, their words, not mine, to get people to come to eat at their establishments, which many people fell for. Now they are starting to talk about it on the internet, and we all know that when the internet is infuriated, it's not good news for the target of it.
Who's the brains behind this? Was it like the owner of the restaurant? Was it a server trying to rack up tips? Was it the chef?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a quote here that says, I was just stood up on a date, and it was the most humiliating experience ever. Story time. So the quote is from this particular person. Met this guy on a dating app. He immediately asked me to go out on a date to a specific restaurant.
Oh.
He confirmed his day off. I get to the restaurant and see that he's nowhere to be found, so I reached out. No response. I checked the app and noticed that he had unmatched me.
Ooh.
At that point, I was a little confused.
Ghosted.
Right? Yeah. At that point, I was a little confused, and I was kind of PO'd.
Ooh.
Because I was already dressed, and I got all the way there. And because I'd put in so much effort, I thought, well, I might as well have a meal while I'm in the building.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got home, and I was scrolling Facebook, and I saw a very similar story from a girl, that same restaurant, who also got stood up.
She put two and two together.
She found out that there are restaurants now posing as people on dating apps just so you go to their business.
Wow.
And then once you get stood up, they know that probably 9 times out of 10, you're just going to buy something from them. And that just blew my mind, the fact that people have stooped this low.
Or a drink, as you said, Steve. Right. Like, yeah, just
well,
open the liquor.
Yeah, just have a cocktail until your date arrives.
And you're already depressed because they stood you up.
Would you like another one until your date arrives? Would you like another one? Well, you might as well just stay here and eat.
That's tier two, right? That's them responding, going like, hey, I'm running a little late. I'll be there in like a half
buy
an hour.
Buy a drink. I'll pick up the first drink.
Right.
Pick up the second one.
You've got like a...
There's a chef in the back like...
No, you've just got a room in the back.
Social media manager.
Yeah, you've just got a room in the back with your social media person or persons.
You don't even need that. You can farm this out to Furners.
Oh.
Get the Indians
on.
Oh,
come on. You'd probably want to be there. Like, oh, look, there's the girl from the dating AI. Oh,
hell yeah.
And you're chatting with her while she's at the bar. Well, have a drink. I'll buy it.
There's already people that, I don't know if we talked about it.
Twisted.
When I was here, but, like, there's already people who use AI to respond to their boyfriend or girlfriend via text.
Yep.
So, you know, AI. If I'm dating a new girl and she sends me a text, I copy that, put it into AI, and go, what should my response be as the boyfriend?
Really?
AI goes, your response should be this, and you copy and paste that and send it back to us so that you don't have to actually do any of the work.
Oh, there's a video of a dude doing this, but he's, like, crowdsourcing with all his friends in the room. Like, what do I say back to her?
Oh.
And their brains, they're like, they have the whiteboard and everything on all the conversations. It's awesome. Guys are dumb.
Guys are dumb.
But I will say this. I will jump in real quick before you move on. Yeah. With this, you know, the cynical side of me says there are some chicks that deserve this.
Ooh.
Right? Because they will go on the date just for the meal.
Yep.
And they're on their phone the whole time.
Yep.
And they're not respecting the date, you know, situation.
No, I know a girl
they're
that
just
that's
there for the food.
Oh.
And bam, you get her with this.
I know
and
a girl.
She gets a
payback.
Oh.
I know a girl who was going to Washington State University. And
where's that?
In Washington State. Thank you. Good question.
Yeah, yeah,
that's set up. You're brilliant with the inquisition.
MSNBC level journalism.
I don't know if it's there.
All right, CNN, okay?
All right, that's all right, fine. That's all right. But, like, her parents paid for her room, right? But she was supposed to get a job and, like, feed herself and all that kind of
okay.
stuff. And she was like, why do I need to get a job when I can just go on this dating app and get fed five times a week by going out on dates?
Oh, wow.
You know, so she would literally go out on dates, eat, you know,
buy extra eat, and like, oh,
eat,
take it,
eat half,
get
take half
bed.
Of it home, right? Take it home, eat again the next day or whatever, right?
Wow.
You know, and she claimed to be going out five times a week.
I mean, she could do like, hey, you want to do a breakfast thing before, you know, go and get some breakfast, lunch?
Line them up three a day.
If I was a chick, I'd totally be in on that scam, though. Like, that is right.
Wait,
up my alley.
You're not a chick?
No.
Damn.
What gave it away, the beard or the long hair?
Yes. And the deep voice.
Okay. You never can tell these days.
I wasn't assuming your gender.
Okay.
Gender neutral.
I was assuming your ability to speak into a microphone.
So
I've got that one right.
Okay.
Apparently. So they've got a
signed mail at birth. For
so where is this restaurant? Did they say?
I don't.
Where this is taking
know.
Place?
New York City.
Probably New York City, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What's the website it's from?
Boardpanda.com.
I don't know where that is.
They have some, you
it's
know, screenshots with, you know, people commenting on this. One comment says, there's a reason she's single at her old age.
See? Be with me.
And I haven't paid for food in years.
And then a response.
That's why I worked in restaurants.
A response of like,
don't
waste your time with this one, ladies. He'll confirm a date and not show up. First time, thought it was a valid excuse, but I'm 99% sure he sent me a photo of a car accident from online saying that's what happened. So gave a second chance,
wow.
Stood up after committing to plans, and then he went radio silent.
Do you remember the website Hot or Not?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted a dating website where there was feedback included, right? So you kind of knew who you were going out with, like eBay style even.
Oh, right.
Right. Like
leave a review
a
of
plus,
your date.
Right. A plus, took me to a fancy restaurant, would totally go out with again.
Right.
Right. And then if he's a, you know, if he's a D-bag or she's
didn't
just
show
money,
up.
You're yeah. you know, a gold digger, right?
Right.
Then you leave her the negative feedback.
Right.
You know, gold
she's
digger, don't
star.
Bother, one yeah. star.
Right.
Was on her phone the whole time. And
yep.
then, you know, next dude comes along and goes like, all right, I'm falling for that.
Yeah.
Yelp for dating.
Sure.
Wow, that'd be
yeah.
pretty good.
Never took off. If you want to write that site for me.
Some of the other comments are sirens, jail time, jail for all the people at the restaurants thinking they're marketing geniuses.
They are.
Yeah. If you fell for it, you're
they're evil geniuses.
Yeah.
This one says, you are not a genius. No girl boss town. You're just ruining a girl's mental self-esteem. I can't even believe. I'm going to insert the screenshots below so you can see what a wild ride, right? So, let's see. It says, apparently there are restaurants creating bots on dating apps, having dates show up. And there's really no person. And then you'll end up getting a drink or eating at the place. I think it's quite genius, but rude.
Yes.
Someone else says, it might have been a catfish. I've heard too many stories to think otherwise. Apparently somebody made a video about it.
Let me throw another thing out there while you're reading the, right, there's nothing stopping them from doing this to guys, too.
Oh, I would be certain it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
so,
who cares?
You know, or the guy just has probably been so accustomed to it, didn't even think that he was getting captured.
Stood up again.
Stood up again.
Yeah. Eat dinner at the bar and racked for 100 bucks.
Well, so, looks like they might have good food here. I guess I'll order something.
Yeah, right. So yeah. I wonder, you know, level playing field. It's probably not only chicks that they're going
It's out. Probably guy heavy where they have to go out, meet the girl, and buy the dinner.
Right. This video that they feature here was posted by a TikTok user who goes by Taylor. On her account, the creator posts various videos, usually relating to life in general. She's got 22,000 followers and over 5 million likes. In the video, Taylor told a story about how a restaurant orchestrated a fake date to get her to their establishment. She also said she read a story about another woman falling victim to the same trick, and we found out that there are even more victims of this trick out there. The restaurants that take part in this scam are called food diggers.
Nice. Portmanteau.
Wow.
Yeah. Got to get behind that.
Except they've got it as two words.
Oh.
Yeah, you know me.
So do you think the AI, they don't put the restaurant in their profile information? Like, my favorite restaurant is this.
No, it's, hey, do you want to go out to dinner on Tuesday night?
I like this particular restaurant. Okay. Yeah, that's all an AI chat.
Let's go out. I know a great place. It's Steve Classic Grill. Can you meet me there at 7? Right? And she's
Great.
It's a date, right? You go, you show up at 7, no one else shows up.
And then you get another text, I'm like 20 minutes behind, just order a drink.
You find out that they've unmatched you right on the app, ghosted, right, whatever. They're not responding, right?
That's crazy.
And like moved on to, you know, the next victim, supposedly.
And they're all the girls are showing up at 7 o'clock to see.
He found a match that we'll put out earlier in the afternoon.
There's like 12 girls at the bar. They all, I got stood up by this guy. That's the same guy I got stood up by.
No, that's a thing on Facebook, too. Are you dating my boyfriend or something?
Really? Yeah.
There's like groups for chicks like that on Facebook.
Yeah, you could verify whether
or not.
Are
we dating the same guy?
Yeah. There's places you can go to find out, like, are they married?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because there's, you know, both men and women out there who will date other people while they're married. Yeah. You know,
I must be over
what their
50.
Situation is. Well, you are.
I've been with them.
What's that website again?
Ashley Madison.
So these restaurants take part in a scam. They're being called food diggers, which is a pun on the phrase gold digger.
She ain't nothing but a food digger.
Gold back digger.
These establishments tend to partner with bot apps. And these partnerships let them create bots on dating apps to lure people to their restaurants. Their people, just like Taylor, get stood up and so order food on their own. Essentially, these restaurants are exploiting people who are looking for love and or fun. However, the food digger term can also be applied to other kinds of opportunists.
Crypto diggers.
People who go on dates with new people just to get the free meal we mentioned.
Yeah,
it's rich.
Also be called a food digger. In this case, the term directly correlates with the term gold digger because people go on dates not because they like a person, but just because they want to get something from them, in this case, food. But today's topic is not about them. It's about food digging restaurants that lure people with catfishing tactics. Let's see. Neaton's first, I don't know who Neaton is.
Is that the restaurant?
Maybe. Neaton's first heard about the restaurant food digging phenomenon when people from India started posting online that it was happening in their country. So it's not just a U.S. thing.
Okay.
And the number of people...
Want to go get some Indian food?
Let's go. We can probably get it quicker than our food tonight.
And the number of people who shared that they were victims of this scheme started to grow. Just think about how many more people were scammed and either didn't realize it or didn't share it online. I mean, of course, right? You know... As a dude, sometimes you get turned down. Sometimes you get stood up, right?
Yep.
You know, I'm like, it is what it is.
You're tweet about that.
It's part of the thing, right? You're just like, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be.
It's like part of dating in general. You're not going to be compatible with everybody.
Right. And, like, the same thing occurs in sales. You're going to get a lot of no's until you get a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you make that first sale, right? You know, or the second sale or whatever it is.
So I prefer good etiquette. Like, why? Right? Was it something I said?
I don't even
meet somebody else.
I don't even care, but just be like, hey, sorry for the late notice, I'm canceling.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I'm unmatched. Oh, okay. Change their mind. Right. Whatever. Fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Move on. As long as there's, like, a courtesy communication, that's all I really care about, you know? Due to these restaurants' scammy tactics, some people worry that dating apps are no longer a good place to meet people. Now,
they haven't been for a long time.
I contend that they never were in the first place.
Okay.
I'm old enough to remember when dating apps first came out and started. They weren't even called apps yet. They were dating websites.
Yes.
And people used to get ridiculed.
Yes.
Right? Frequently for using these places and services.
Can't find a chick at a bar. Loser.
Right.
You don't want to find a chick at a bar.
Okay, other people will join a church, right?
To find
somebody, you know, with their same sort of, you know, morals, ethics, or whatever that
kind of thing. The church was the first app.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. There are, you know, community centers, you can volunteer. There's all sorts of ways that you can go about meeting people and finding someone that, you know, matches with you and whatever that means to you. Mm-hmm. But, like, these apps were manufactured. And, in fact, I know somebody who worked for a company. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. And even if I did, I don't want to give them any real, like, press. But they were... a dating company that they catered to people who had been using the websites and had no luck.
Okay.
And so they would charge them anywhere,
a consultant.
Anywhere between $500 and $5,000.
Wow. All right.
To match them.
And meet me at this restaurant. We'll talk about it.
And they would do this. They would have these...
to match them.
We'll call it mini dates, coffee dates, right? So not like a full thing.
Speed dating.
Not quite speed dating. A little longer than that. Like a 15-minute, like, hey, let's grab coffee at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that kind of a thing. And so what they would do, though, is they would hire, as employees, they would hire very attractive people. And they would send their employees out on these dates as a first date or a second date. Yep. They're basically making it seem as if the person was more attractive than they actually were within their system. So they would be like, hey, congratulations, you've matched with six people. We've rated them in this order. You're going out with, like if it's a girl, Joan, you're going out with Dave tomorrow night. Right?
And it was an employee.
And Dave would be an employee of the company.
Chiseled.
Just
wear jaw.
Yeah, just.
Oh,
and his job is just to be like, yeah, you know, I met her, we had a good time, but we just weren't a match. Right? And then it would keep that person like, well, you know, that guy
another $500,
nice,
we'll find you.
Right. And so this was how they, yeah. So they would, I don't know what the right term is, they would sort of stack the deck, you know, with these not. I mean, they would, of course, match you with somebody who was in their system that was not an employee,
right,
but they used the employees of the company to sort of fake more interest, more dates, keep you paying, right, than was necessary.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I will also, I mean, there's no, I don't have empirical data for this, but it seems like when the casual encounters section of Craigslist went away and Backpage got raided, a lot of those services moved on to the dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're like, they're overrun with prostitutes and OnlyFans models as opposed to legitimate prospects to date.
Right.
It's a money-making deal.
It is now.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So these restaurants employing these scammy tactics, so some people worry that dating apps are no longer a good place to meet people. Being stood up on a date can damage a person's self-esteem as it feels humiliating. There's always a risk of meeting a shady person from a dating app, but now there's also a risk of becoming a victim of a restaurant scheme. And when there are too many risks, the desire to use the app might notably decline.
Yep.
Coming back to the comments under the original video, let's just say that a lot of people there demanded to know the name of the restaurant.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And for good reason, people don't want to contribute to such manipulative businesses. Others, just as we discussed, fear that it's time to go off the apps because it seems that everyone is coming up with new ways to trick people there.
I caught a scammer once because, like, you know, got the information or whatever, and I hit the video call button just to check in, and the dude in India, like, answered the call. He's, like, sitting there on his little hut with all his monitors. I'm like, God, I'm busted. I gotcha, uh-huh. Haji.
Green, green goes the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it.
I picked it up.
Some people even shared that the same thing had happened to them, meaning that they, like, went on these apps and agreed to a date, and then they got stood up, and so they bought something at one of these restaurants. Lastly,
he's not asking you to Netflix and chill. Is it really a human being?
But, you know, if they're saying, like, go to this restaurant, and it's a popular restaurant, You think a popular restaurant would put themselves in a situation like that? If it's already popular, why do you have to keep scamming
people? Right. The popular restaurants probably don't need to do
that. They don't need to do that.
Because they're already popular. If you do good business, you have good service, you have a good product.
But an up-and-coming restaurant.
An up-and-coming restaurant,
right.
Yeah.
Pop-up restaurants. Right?
Oh, I hate those.
I do, too, but okay. They exist. And yeah. Like that
food
would
truck.
Be,
hey, we'll meet you at the food truck.
You know?
The pop-up or the, what's the other one, the kitchen-only restaurants?
Oh,
are you familiar with this?
Yeah, the ghost kitchen.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. You know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Tell us.
Okay. So the ghost.
I'm not the only one who doesn't know.
Okay. The ghost kitchen is, they come up with a brand, and they put that brand on like Grubhub or the DoorDash sites to order food, but the restaurant doesn't exist anywhere.
Oh, you can't go to the restaurant.
You can't go to the restaurant. Right. It's just like a kitchen that cooks delivery that food only. For that app, but does it for multiple brands. Right. On the app.
Oh, so wow. Take, like, PKG, when it was open, they would close at 9, 10 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. Let's say you wanted to have a late-night-only food business that was on, like, Uber Eats, Grubhub, that type of stuff. Delivery,
but the restaurant's closed.
But the restaurant's closed. But you agree to lease the restaurant during their off hours. Right, so now you have a fully accredited kitchen, right, that's passed whatever it needs to pass.
Health department,
all that crap. Now you have a legit kitchen with which to prep and cook your food for these deliveries. The delivery driver, you give them an address, they show up, right?
Yeah,
and they don't care. They're like, yeah, I'm here for the, and you got your own branded bags to put the food in that's different from the restaurant. You've leased the restaurant space. It's an inexpensive way to start up a restaurant.
Because someone else is leasing your kitchen.
Right. If you're the owner, you're leasing somebody else's kitchen that's already passed all of the things it needs to. You're
it's like a factory running all three kitchens.
Oh, and then it's like, everyone's getting this delivery. It's such a great place. We're opening a real place.
Right. Lastly, I guess a few folks have decided to share their ideas of how people should handle these situations. And we'll post a link to this story, of course, on all of our social medias for you to have a look at. 603-283-6160. Have you been catfished on a dating app and ended up eating solo at a restaurant and then discovered that you've been tricked? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.